It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our house, it has a crowd.
All right, it is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. You know what that music means, Chad. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice. Good job. Good job. Did we, normally we have a pretty cool graphic for this show on Facebook or any other social media that Don puts up. I didn't see anything.
Oh, it was on.
Oh, it was?
I got like 47,000 comments.
Sure you did.
Or somewhere in that number. Yeah.
Really?
May have only been three, but whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Perception is reality.
One from Kingman, one from Bullhead, one from Havasu.
No, there were a lot of people that were sharing it that were sharing it all over Facebook, and I don't know if she does Instagram. I don't do Instagram, but Facebook has been really popular for us, and it was all over the place. And I was at the home show last week, and we had a booth there last weekend, and I went over to talk to Cameron Moses, the vice mayor, and he was talking with another gentleman, and I introduced myself, and he goes, "Oh, you're the guy from the radio station. I listen all the time." And I said,
"Oh, nice."
I go, "Oh, you're one of the nine." Okay.
17.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I wanted to share that. So folks that you know, especially out there in the advertising world, Bobby and Julie Lewis and I and Mojave Mortgage, I mean, we do a lot of advertising on KNTR, so people think it doesn't work. It really works.
Yeah, it gets out there, people. Yep.
I run into people all the time. They're like, "Oh, I hear you on the radio." Mm-hmm. And I say, "Yeah, I know." And then they realize that the adage, I guess you would say, is true, that, you know, my mom says I got the perfect face for radio, and they always laugh, and it's very popular.
My daughter said that about me. She was the first person to say that about me. Think of how I feel. My own daughter.
Yeah, but it's my mom. I mean, come on. I'm kidding. My mom has never said that. My mom adores me, rightfully so, because I'm very adorable.
So anyway, that's not the voice of the Real Estate Power Hour. He's just one of the main guests. That's Chad Hansen, who is president, CEO, founder of Mojave Mortgage. And we have the, I wouldn't say the other half, maybe the better half in my eyes.
A different half, yeah.
But Julie Lewis is here from, of course, Remax by the Lake, the Lewis team.
Hello all, how are you?
How big is the team now?
Oh gosh, where are we at? I think we have six total. We're considered a smaller team. We're not a big team by any means.
We'll call it 10.
If I can have 17 listeners, you can have 34 on your team.
Yeah.
How's that?
No. We are definitely a small team.
Before we get into the numbers and that, with the home show, with the weather warming up, snowbirds moving in and out, mostly out at this time of year,
right,
how's business for you right now?
You know what? We've been pretty busy, all things considered. I we've been very fortunate this year, well, forever really, but we've been good. We've been busy.
Busy,
yeah,
busy.
I mean, not overwhelmingly busy. It wasn't pandemic crazy frenzy busy, but it's been.
New benchmark? Pandemic crazy?
Oh my gosh! It
really?
Was just absolute madness during the pandemic. But no, we we've been very fortunate. We've been busy. So yeah.
What about you, Chad?
We've actually been we've been very busy. It did slow down end of last year, and then into the first quarter it was pretty rough, and we were kind of trying to get our footing. But believe it or not, April has been blockbuster for us.
Good.
We've been very busy, and I really think for avid listeners that listen to the show, I always talk about the mentality realities pendulum. I think that the mentality has really caught up with the reality. Interest rates are what they are. They're not, the Federal Reserve was talking about 4 rate cuts this year. That hasn't happened. Now the inflation numbers came out. Market's gone crazy again. And when I say crazy, I don't mean that in a good way. The interest rates have gone up again, whereas, last month we had interest rates probably in the high 6s. We're back in the mid 7s again. So, but we're still, historically, the interest rates have been, that's where they have been. We're not having out of control interest rates as far as historical values, but I still think that the mentality has caught up with the reality. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's sitting on the sidelines saying, well, the interest rates are too high, I'm going to wait for interest rates to come down. The biggest problem that you're going to run into is that when interest rates do go down, values are going up.
Yep.
And I think by looking at the numbers and the folks that listen to the show avidly, all 17 of them, when we go over these numbers, I think the loss of equity, which was unearned anyways from the COVID years, because things went crazy. So as far as equity building, I think that the losses that we've seen, I think we've pretty much stagnated. And then if interest rates do go down, values are going to go back up. So anybody who's sitting and waiting, it's going to be the same thing. So if the house value goes up by $50,000 and the interest rates go down by a point mm-hmm. a quarter, it's still the same payment.
Right.
You always ask, and Paul, you've asked this question, when's a good time to buy real estate? Last week. It's always a good time to buy real estate. Unless you're an investor, and I've said this many times before on the show, unless you're an investor where you're doing quick flip type stuff, you're fixing and flipping, it's a long-term investment mm-hmm. for the normal person.
Right.
I'm a normal person. I've only owned 2 homes in my lifetime, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the one that I live in now is the second home I've ever owned.
Wow!
So
I love that house.
I'm a long-term player.
I love his house.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to hang.
No, it's a long walk to the front door too. up a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
But I want to get to the numbers, and we got to thank Bobby Lewis, of course, for prepping the numbers today. Right?
That's correct. Yes.
Bobby loves to jump into the numbers.
He does.
What are we going to start with first? Overall sales.
Well, okay. So yes, and it's interesting talking about what we were just talking about as far as the prices correcting and whatnot. But when you look at some of these numbers, it's like, well, maybe not. Yes, they have. The numbers have the values overall have corrected anywhere from, I'd say, 10 to 20%, probably about that 15% mark in the last year and a half or so, give or take. But so for March of 24, we had 113 single-family homes that had closed.
Good.
That's down from 23, where we had 140 single-family homes that had closed. And then 22, which was the tail end of the COVID frenzy, we had 193. So we're down substantially from 22, and down from 23, but not too bad.
But if I remember the numbers from the March sales, it was only like 77 or something like that.
No, you're thinking February.
I apologize. February.
Yes. So the fact that, and we've had like 2, 3, 4 months in a row where it was really low, frighteningly low. So that's good. For 113 single family homes to have sold in 24, that's good. 10 at $1 million or more. And here's what's really interesting.
8%.
Yeah, about that. So that's really
pretty high, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, 3-4 years ago, we'd have 10 in a year.
We'll go over the cash numbers in a bit, but that's normally a cash buy or a lot of cash, right?
It's interesting to.
But anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So, okay, in February of 24, we had 111 single-family homes that had sold, which, again, is unusual because we had seen so many that were, 80. Or under, which was really low.
January then when we were
I think
January.
It was January, December, November.
Yeah, we were sub 100.
Yeah, like substantially sub. All right, here's something else that's really interesting, and I'm probably doing this a little different than Bobby does, but.
No. Better. You're doing it better than Bobby does.
I don't know. He does a pretty good job here.
I'm going to tell him that he's doing it better when he's in.
All right, fair. That sounds good. Yeah. Right, absolutely. You sound like a salesman. So March of 24, the average sales price of a home, and this blew me away. $652,072.
Average?
That was the average price. In February, it was $592,810. So that's up 9%. That blows my mind. The median sales price, $570,000. And in February, it was $490,000. That's up 14% in 1 month.
So it goes right back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
So I thought that we would see more stagnant numbers.
Yeah.
That we weren't going to see gains like
yep.
that. So no, March and yep. April
well,
have been substantially
I don't know
better.
If you're finding this, but on the street, a lot of people are saying this market can't sustain itself. But it appears to be.
It's you know, we had seen a down cycle for 4 or 5 months in a row, and
right.
so now we're seeing kind of this upswing, and it's interesting because the values generally have corrected until you look at this, and then like, maybe not. So
that's great for current homeowners. It's not really good for first-time homebuyers.
No, it's not.
But can I let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see, because I follow, you know, I get Zillow updates and everything a lot that tell me when the listings hit. Because
right.
we are members of the MLS, but Rick Rigler is the gentleman who gets all that data.
Right.
But I have seen a lot of sub-400 and even some low 300s hit the market lately. Are we starting to see more of that?
We're seeing some, not a lot, but more than we had. But it's still, well, to give you an example, the least expensive home that sold in March was on the south end of town, and that sold for $299,900. That's a screaming deal. Right, and that was at $258 a square foot.
So, Julie, what does that mean, though, in terms of condition? What are you looking at?
I was going to ask the same thing, because I think that house was really beat up, right?
I didn't see it, but
I was trying to avoid that word. What does that mean?
It's a fixer-upper.
It's
condition
got a lot
of
equity potential.
Right. She's been doing this a while. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't see it in person, so it's not fair for me to say, but based on 20 years of experience in our market right now, that probably needed a substantial amount of love.
And if it is the house that I was thinking of, mm-hmm. I had probably 4 phone calls on that to lend on it. I called the listing agent, and the listing agent told me that it needs a lot of work.
It's not financeable.
Let me ask you this as far as standards for a loan go and the condition of the home. What do you have to get the home up to? Like, let's say your carpet is super old or you need paint. Do you need to do that anymore to a house?
Not for a conventional loan.
Okay.
No. For an FHA or a VA, yes, there are going to be things that need to be done.
But not old carpet.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Or
no.
Need of paint. If there's peeling paint on the outside, such as in the fascia or anything such as that, FHA, VA requires that be repainted.
Right.
My first home was a farm home loan under the Clinton administration, and it was a program instituted by the Clinton administration. I think he was barely president by the time we had bought that home, but we had to bring certain things up to standard,
right.
like carpet and paint.
Same
exterior
thing.
Paint, too.
Correct. Same thing with the USDA loan. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, any government-backed loan, VA, USDA,
Yeah, Farm
FHA.
Home Loan Program was under USDA.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Same thing.
I don't know if they still do that or not.
They do. We do USDA loans up in Kingman and Golden
Mojave Valley, probably.
There's certain areas of Mojave Valley that are USDA eligible.
Okay.
On the very south end of Bullhead, there's some USDA.
Do you advise people who are getting a mortgage, Julie, to go for those types of loans if they qualify, first-time home buyers?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, they're a great program.
That doesn't hurt your business at all as far as profit goes?
No. No, it doesn't have any effect on us at all.
Okay.
Other than the time and effort. So, for example, we had a home that just closed a couple weeks ago now on Thunderbird. It was I believe it was an FHA buyer for some home buyers, and the homeowner had moved. She was not here any longer, so there was kind of a laundry list of things. The home was in overall good shape, but, you know, it was a FHA, so there was a laundry list of things that needed to be done, and because she wasn't here, most of that fell in my lap to facilitate and help, you know, orchestrate and so forth. Fortunately, her son was just amazing in helping with, you know, on that end of things. He was also not in the area, but that's the only, you know, part of that. But no, it's fine. It's okay. No, I encourage it.
You guys want to take a break?
No.
No. Well, I picked Pat Travers today. I'm just in a Pat Travers mood, and the first song is from the movie Valley Girl. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the movie, but I don't remember any parts of the movie. It's not like one of those ones that is stuck in that large portion of my memory that has useless information in it.
This is in the car. Nicolas Cage is driving. Okay, this is one of his first movies, as the star. And Pat Travers is on the radio, and they're cruising Sunset Strip. They're taking the Valley Girls down Sunset Strip.
I don't even know who Pat Travers is. I have to
Pat Travers Band? I saw him open for Aerosmith.
I have to be honest with you.
You've
stumped me on the musical choice today.
Yeah, well, I don't know who this is.
And that's difficult.
Well, if my friend Tim is listening, he's like yelling at you right now.
Tim who? I hope it's not a Tim that I know.
I can't say his last name on the air.
Smack me in the head when I see him.
He's in Bullhead City.
Oh, okay.
So Bobby chimed in. Bobby sent me a text. That's why I've been over here texting.
Oh, boy.
Prices have gone crazy, Bobby says, but it feels like just general inflation rather than a housing boom.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's actually very good verbiage. Yeah. I don't think we're going to see a housing boom, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of loss of value. And we've been saying that for 3 years.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Back with more in a moment. Like I said, Pat Travers, the artist of the day here on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice.
Wow. Now, we got
in stereo.
What do you call it? We harmonized.
Yeah. or phased. Back with more tomorrow. Stay with us on Speak Out. I can't play this? Are you kidding me? This was a huge hit. It still is on classic rock radio. Come on, man. Wow. Have you heard Boom Boom?
Bobby Mortgage does not endorse any of the songs, just
stop
so everybody
it.
Knows.
This is a huge classic rock format hit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. Oh, my gosh. You're killing me, Spalls.
Mojave Mortgage does not condone any of the lyrics.
Anyway, welcome back to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Wow. We just blew out a transmitter, I think. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Meow.
Meow.
Exactly. Somebody just Facebook messaged, like instant messaged me a picture of my former cat Eli.
Oh, really?
Aww.
Yeah. I have two cats. They're litter brothers, Peyton and Eli.
Aww.
I did not name them. All right. Also brought to you by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. Have you tried them yet?
I haven't been, but I've heard good things.
A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City by Patio Paradise. Also, Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Pretty sure they're older than Chad.
What?
You're not 53 yet, are you?
No.
I didn't think so. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. Oh, I got both of you beat. All right. And by Blonzy Steakhouse, check out their Mopar versus Bowties car show this Saturday, right? Mopar versus Bowties. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chrysler versus Chevy.
I didn't know.
Come on.
No,
I'm not a car guy?
I didn't know that was a bow tie.
Yeah, the Chevy.
Didn't even realize
it. A bow tie.
I don't know what I called it.
Wow.
Just the logo. And Duck Duck Jeep is on May 4th. And, of course, the boat shows this weekend as well. Are you going to be there?
I did have plans to go, but I just got a phone call from some buddies of mine that are coming into town from Phoenix and California, and they're going to Laughlin. So I'm going to jump on the Mojave Mortgage Harley-Davidson. And
oh, not the limo.
No, we're not taking the executive cruiser. We're taking...
Well, you have to come out on Sunday then. Because the band's playing Sunday from 11 to 3.
Who, Black Cat X?
Yeah, and we're playing Saturday from noon to 4.
Oh, wow.
At the boat show.
You never know. I might jump up on stage with you again.
You might. You know, we are open to that anytime you want to come up and sing Folsom Prison Blues.
I did.
You can do that.
Yeah, I did talk to Rick Rigler, who is the president or the CEO of the Marine Association.
Right.
And you guys all know him because he's been on the show before. Mm-hmm. But I did talk to him, and I said, hey, if I show up to the boat show, I want to roll right up in the executive cruiser and step out and go right to the VIP beer tent. And he said, we might be able to work something out. And I said, I might show up.
I didn't know there was a VIP tent.
I think
that's where we're playing.
Apparently, yeah, I believe that would probably be where you're at. So there's some sort of VIP tent, and I think, I don't know if it's just VIPs, though.
I think it's for everybody, what I heard.
Everybody who shows up to the boat show is a VIP.
That's true.
Yeah, because it does support the Marine Association, which is, you know, folks that don't know about the Marine Association, they do a lot of good for our lake.
Absolutely.
And Rick Rigler is a loan officer for Mojave Mortgage, but he does that on a volunteer basis, and they do a lot of good things for the lake.
Yeah, and it's a $10 admission, and the whole price goes to the Marine Association, all the proceeds.
Yeah, they do the lake cleanups. And
right.
I hate to ask, but where is it at?
It's at
Windsor Ford.
Well, I'll be at Windsor all weekend as well, but not there. Jet ski races are this weekend.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Yeah,
your son races,
that's
right?
That's correct. Yes.
Right.
At Windsor.
What's his first name?
Preston Lewis.
That's a great name.
159.
That's a good name for a guitar player.
It's a good name for anything.
Preston. Maybe he'll take over the show one day.
He's talked about getting
Preston
into real estate
Lewis.
With us.
Oh,
so
why
we'll
would
see.
He?
Nice. We'll see.
Why would he do that to himself?
I want to talk. Chad always wants to know about cash buyers and the million-dollar homes.
Okay. Cash buyers. So, this is for $750,000 or over. And there was a total of 38 at 750 or over. 22 of them were financed. 14 were cash, including 3 that were a 1031 exchange, and then there's 2 that are marked as other. So I'm assuming. Well, I don't know what the breakdown is.
Do we know the total
cash
number out of the 113 SFRs? Do we know the total?
I don't.
Cash number?
And Jen asked me. Sorry, Jen. She did ask me if I wanted that, and I said no.
Bobby will text it to us here real quick.
Yeah, he's good like that.
Yeah.
And Bobby's absolutely 100% correct in terms of the increase on the numbers. It was. I think it's more inflation as well.
So Bobbo can't be here, but Bobbo can text. That's what I call him now. Like from La Bamba, you know, Richie Ballard's manager.
Not my Richie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, okay.
You guys are such guys.
This show.
They always know the lines to movies. How come you guys always know all the lines?
Because we have a massive portion of our brain that
devoted
stores
to film
useless information.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
I as well, but not that kind of useless information.
What kind of programs are you promoting right now at Mojave Mortgage?
We're still promoting the HELOC type product. That's kind of the biggest thing that we're doing, other than purchase transactions, which is obviously where we're the busiest.
Home equity line of credit.
Yeah, HELOC.
No, I have a city manager here in Lake Havasu City that likes to throw a flag on the play when we do an unqualified acronym.
Send them on over here. I'll have a discussion with
them. You guys got to get together on this food bank donation anyway.
Oh, yes. You know, we still haven't done that. That's been a long time coming,
anyway,
and I need to call him.
Tell me about the HELOC product.
Well, we actually have a new one that we opened up, and it's a HELOAN, and it's actually a fixed rate. So what the biggest pushback that we get when we talk about these sort of products is the people or our borrowers are going, wow, that's a really high interest rate. Mm-hmm. You have to put into perspective, one, it's in second position.
Mm-hmm.
It's going in front of – or it's going behind your first mortgage, so it's a subordinate lien.
Mm-hmm.
And the prime rate right now is 8.5%. So – a HELOAN or a HELOC is almost always going to be based upon prime somehow,
mm-hmm.
somewheres. And you're going to have prime plus a margin. So when we're doing these, the best that we've seen is prime plus 0.9.
Mm-hmm.
So prime plus 0.9 would be 9.4, right? Yeah, 9.4. So that's the best we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
and that is in a scenario where you have a very, very low, what's called combined loan to value. So what I mean by that is, let's just say your house is worth $300,000 and you have a $100,000 first mortgage. Your loan to value is 33%. Mm-hmm. Say you want to do a second mortgage for $100,000. Your combined loan to value is now 66%. Mm-hmm. The higher that combined loan to value, the higher the risk. The higher the risk, the higher the interest rate.
Right.
But you also have to keep in, you also bring into play credit score. Mm-hmm. What's your credit score? And also on this, they're going to look very heavily, and they're going to look at the debt to income ratio. Mm-hmm. Can the borrower make the payment on this? But to answer your question, the newest product that we brought out is a HELOAN, which is fixed, and it's kind of a hybrid, and it's too much to explain on the radio. If someone wants to call in, I can show them all the numbers. But if you want to borrow against it, the house, and let's just say we use that scenario, it's a 66% combined loan to value. You got a rocket, you know, a 780 credit score. You're going to qualify for the better interest rates. These are very risk based transactions. So it's actually an all electronic portal. It's all self serve. It's really cool. So the technology behind it, so we just put very basic data in. We don't even have to run your credit. It's a soft pull, and it does an automated valuation model. So whatever that automated valuation model spits out, it will tell you how much it will lend you. It's all automated. And you say, okay, hey, I need to borrow the money. I want to borrow the money. I open up a portal. The consumer literally goes into the portal, uploads their pay stubs, uploads their tax, whatever is requested, and it's all done within 5 to 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and you link your bank account to it, because it's an investor, mm-hmm. so you link your wire information to it. Wires the money directly into your account.
Now, you've been doing this a long time.
Almost 25 years.
What's the difference between that process and what you used to do?
Oh, gosh, the old process. Well, when I started in the mortgage industry, our biggest product was second mortgage products, and we used to do what were called 125s. I'm sure you remember those. Mm-hmm. So we would do loans that were up to 125% of the equity of your home. So once again, let's just say your house was worth $100,000.
That's no more, huh?
Yeah, those are gone. Those and Title I loans, those things are all
gone. Too big to fail, take it.
Right.
Yeah, so I got you.
When I first started in the mortgage industry, we primarily were only doing second mortgage products through brokerages, because the banks were doing, and the savings and loans were doing all of the first mortgages. And I remember this like it's yesterday. So I'm sitting in my cubicle at the mortgage brokerage that I worked at. It was called American Benefit Mortgage. And one thing I learned really early on in the mortgage industry, that a lot of mortgage people are very lazy. You can't get them on the phone on the weekends.
Right.
They don't, after 5 o'clock, they don't call you.
Right.
And I sat there and watched all these guys and gals that I worked with, and they were leaving at 2 o'clock and going to happy hour. And I'm like, the phone's ringing. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm done for the day. I put two deals on the board. I'm out of here. And I'm like, but you could put two more on the board. Why would you leave? So, and the reason that I bring that up is because I found early success as a salesperson. Mm-hmm. He said I sound like a salesperson.
Well, it's...
Yeah. I had very early success, and I remember this like it was yesterday. I personally had 100 loans in my pipeline, second trust deeds.
Wow.
And interest rates hit 6% on first mortgages. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I knew nothing about a first mortgage. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I was a neophyte. I had no idea how to do this.
It's the first time that word's ever been used on this show.
Once again, that piece of my brain that has useless information. Wow. We'll pull words out like that.
Words are my business. I know this is stuff.
I remember I had 100 loans in my pipeline. Interest rates hit 6%. Market goes crazy. This is pre-08. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So this would have been probably 01, 02,
right.
Maybe 03. And so interest rates hit 6%. My whole pipeline died that day.
Yeah.
Because values started soaring mm-hmm. rapidly. And then, of course, we saw the meltdown of 08 on the 07, 08.
Yeah.
But the value started going up so fast that we were able to do refinance transactions, put people in 6% mortgages that were coming out of 8%. So when I say historically, 25 years ago, interest rates were, 7.5%, 8%.
Right.
Kind of where we're at right now. So when that happened, and then, of course, after that, then the refinance market got very busy, mm-hmm. and then all of the strange hybrid products came out, like the option arms where you'd get the 1%. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that really got good. Look, he's trying to fade me out. I feel like I'm at the Oscars right now. I'd like to thank Julie. Anyways, yeah. So I guess we're taking a break.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We're kind of at that point.
We're fading to black.
You don't know my director hand signals yet?
Oh, I do. I just ignore them.
This one's
look
great.
At me. I am the captain now.
That's what Brian and I go through all the time. So. All right. You're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And I want to talk next segment with Julie about, I get emails from the Lewis team. It's email marketing. It's actually pretty cool. It feels like it's like directly to me.
Yeah,
I don't realize that there's a. Well, there's
you're gonna ask me things that are definitely Bobby related questions, but I'll do my best to answer.
Oh, now we have to do it just to see how she does.
I just figure they're AI based and they put my name here type of thing.
Right.
So, anyway, back with more in a moment. This is an old Allman Brothers tune, Statesboro Blues.
Now I've heard of the Allman Brothers.
Okay. I
mean, yeah, well, if you haven't heard of the Allman Brothers, you've been living under a rock for.
Yeah,
forever.
No kidding. This is a cover of Statesboro Blues by the Pat Travers Band. And I'm Paul Lavoie along with Chad Hansen and Julie Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake. Chad, of course, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, or M&M, right?
The Double M Ranch. That's what we call the house.
Give us a call if you have a question. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. 928-854-KNTR. Back with more in a moment. See what I mean? The ultimate breakup song right there, Chad.
I wasn't even listening.
I'd rather see you dead. Erase your memory from my head.
Wow.
I'm just telling you, in the 80s, it was easy to break up because you had songs like that to fall back on, you
Prolific.
Know?
Prolific.
It wasn't like now where everything is a country love song.
So Bobby just texted me and said, uh-huh. We are a small team, but we are incredibly busy, which is absolutely 100% yeah. true.
It's like the crowds that we play for most of the time now. They're small, but they're mighty.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Exactly. No, we really are. We're so blessed. And yeah,
you like how self-deprecating I am sometimes? All right. Speak Up brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management.
Well, I'd rather see you dead.
Also by The Chair, Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Dude, another big hit, I'm telling you. Pat Travers Band was it. They opened for Aerosmith. They headlined on their own. Also, Mojave Community College, samsguns.com, by SunPower, by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And I got my eyes on this next company. They're a new sponsor, and I just turned 60, so ZMI Mobility, right? They're up on Lake Havasu Avenue, just on the north side of the Kine Connection. Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats, and stair lifts. I need the stair lift for that main stair over there as you come into the building. Yeah, just my own. It says poly use only, that type of thing.
You're
what do you
60?
Think? I love her. Yes.
Shut the front door.
He doesn't look a day over 59, right?
Wow, I would have guessed, honestly, I'm not BSing you. I would have thought you were in your late 40s,
well, thank you.
Early 50s.
I appreciate
Holy
that.
Crap, you look
Look
great.
At my new Facebook photo. You wouldn't agree.
Okay.
It's like 39% nose. My well, nose, like 39% of that. I'm like, what in the world? Wow. My mom used to say it must be really tough having a nose like that when you have a cold.
Oh,
my own mom said that. Yeah, moms are great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Let's talk about your email marketing. And I know it's a Bobby thing.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get a text from Bobby going, hey, I appreciate the shout out and all that, but it felt like last time I got it, I mean, yes. I get a lot of million-dollar home emails. I don't know why you would send those to me.
Why not?
I live solo. I don't need that much space.
Right.
But it's very cleverly done.
Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, it's we are fortunate in today's technology, in today's marketing world, to have lots of really good programs and tools and so forth. And they're all, you know, fundamentally based on, you know, how Bobby sets it up, and it's driven by him and so forth. So thank
you.
That's it. That's all I can say. It's all Bobby. He is the behind the scenes. And we get compliments on that all the time. And it's great because, you know, the longer you're in this, and Chad, you know this, the longer you're in any kind of business, your database grows, the people that you're communicating with grows and grows and grows. And so it's impossible to do the direct phone calls and emails to them. So you utilize various resources, and it's sort of kind of one-on-one without being one-on-one,
right.
If that makes sense. Yeah, it's great. We love it.
Don handles your marketing, though, correct?
Don handles all of the marketing and social media, but don't get me wrong. I still answer my phone.
Absolutely.
I am on the phone constantly.
Yes.
In fact, this is a nice break.
Right.
Because I get to get out of the office. So yes. we were unfortunate that we lost Tracy, our processing manager.
I didn't want to mention it without you going on there. Does that mean there's a spot open on the team?
No. So a lot of people asked me that. I got, you know, everybody on the team said, well, what are we going to do? And, you know, Tracy, we love her to death. And she's been doing mortgages, I think, a little bit longer than I have.
Oh, wow.
And she just reached a point where she was just burnt out. She was tired. You
right.
know, our business is very stressful.
Extremely.
It's very fast.
Yep.
It's very, it can be very, very mundane, but it's also very intricate
yep.
And you're dealing with you know, people's money and finances and emotions. And
the largest purchase that 90%
right.
of the people. In,
right.
Yeah.
So she was just, you know, very amicable terms. Mm-hmm. She was just tired. And so she took a job with Keenan Plumbing Supply. And she's doing the office management or something over there. And not to say that Tracy can't handle what we do, because she can. And she held us together for a long time. So to answer your question, Paul, everybody on the team said, well, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? We don't have a processor now. And I said, I'm going to do it. So I'm back in processing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I am
That's
back.
Personal service.
Yeah, I am back in the day-to-day. I do have a wonderful assistant by the name of Megan Garrett, and she is new to the business as far as mortgages, but she's great, and she is my assistant. And she works part-time. She works 4 to 5 hours a day with me. And in the mornings, we work on the pipeline. We go over everything. We do, you know, we get everything organized. And for the first several or 4 or 5 hours of the day, she's kind of lining things up. But I am knee-deep back in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And we are slamming loans through.
Yeah.
I actually even have one of my wholesale lenders that I'm actually drawing the docs for with now, so I have a little bit more control over what's happening. So my finger is very much knee-deep on the pulse of what's happening in the pipeline now. Mm-hmm. So people are somewhat, I don't want to say amazed, because that would make me look much better than I am, but you know, they're amazed that
I would disagree
that it's me on the phone. You know, if I have a question, I call. Hey, yep. Or I'll send an email. Hey, I need this. I need this.
Right.
So I'm getting much more personal contact with our borrowers outside of the ones that I do, because I still do originate loans from time to time.
Do you think they notice?
Notice what?
That the founder and the CEO is the one talking to me at this point.
I would like to think so, but, you know, most people don't know who the heck I am.
Oh, okay.
No,
but the local companies do.
A lot of folks will, yeah. And some folks are actually, when they call it through the 928-288-2691 number,
uh-huh.
and they go through extension 223, which is new sales. So if you want to speak to a loan officer, people sometimes are surprised that it's me that answers the phone.
Right.
And they're like, I hear you on the radio. And so it, not all the time.
And
so,
he is savage, not average.
That's right. I am savage, not average.
Let's go in. Were you done with that whole spiel?
I can never be done. I could go on for hours.
Well, we know that, right? But I want to go to the condos, and yes. There's mobile homes as well. That's not on the single family homes list, correct?
Correct. So this for March, there were 16 condos and 9 manufactured homes that closed escrow.
Yep. Hang on. 16 condo.
Yep.
9 manufactured.
Correct.
Is that, what's that in relation to the month before that? Do you have those numbers?
I don't have it from the month before. I have it from the year before.
Okay.
March of 23, there were 22 condo townhomes and 12 manufactured homes that had sold. So that number for both categories is down, which is interesting because, well, that doesn't surprise me. The 1 million was up, but the single family overall was down. So, yeah, the numbers have come down a bit.
And going off of the cash on the 750 plus, so
yeah.
It was at 36.8%. So I'm going to assume, because Bobby hasn't texted us what the total cash number was, did he?
No.
But let's just assume if that stays constant throughout 36.8, that's good, because that means that the cash numbers are going down.
Right.
Once again, mentality, reality. People are mm-hmm. catching up with saying, hey, this is the reality of the market.
Now, I noticed we got about 4 minutes left, and I noticed the condo complex where I live, it's like more and more, especially this past week, real estate for sale postings right there on the street. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, there's another one. It's like they're popping up like weeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is that typical for this time of year when the snowbirds are leaving?
Right. Exactly. The winter visitors have left, and so now either if they own the condos, they're like, okay, let's get it gone, or they were renters and the owners are
and they want to buy.
They want to get it gone. So
do you know Chad or Julie? Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know Chad.
No, do you?
Everybody knows Chad.
You're killing me, Smalls. Do you know if they're converting more to short-term rentals or if they're just selling them outright?
Well,
do you get a feel on that market at all?
Not a whole lot. And my assumption is, just based on knowing what most of the condo communities will allow, they're not going to be able to do short-term rentals. There are very, very few condo townhome communities that will allow for the short-term rentals.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's normally
going to be... Because mine's full of them.
Where are you at?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll get people knocking on my door.
Yeah, the CC&Rs don't, for most of the communities, don't allow for the short-term rentals. That doesn't mean people don't do it, but they're technically not.
Right,
According to the CC&Rs, they're not.
That's a good question that I want to dovetail off of.
Go for it.
Do you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but have you seen a trend of... because I remember during COVID, in the very beginnings of COVID, mm-hmm. a lot of investors were coming in and doing Airbnbs.
Right.
I haven't seen as many of those on the lending side mm-hmm. as we did back then.
Right.
Is there still a trend for investors doing that, or are you seeing people kind of moving away from that?
They're moving away from that. The reason you saw that during COVID was because there were so many people that were wanting to buy a vacation home here and use it, but then the thought was, okay, well, we'll offset it by doing the short-term rentals. And this has happened numerous times, but the VRBO or Airbnb market got oversaturated. And we saw that back in 2003, 4, 5, 6, and then we saw it again during the pandemic and so forth. So I still think it's a great idea and a great way to go, but if you're going to do that, you need to make sure that you're getting the right type of property, something unique and special and so forth. It doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be cool.
I mean, I've looked at them not just to I don't stay in a short-term rental, but I've scanned the market before.
Right.
And the prices aren't all that different on most of the condos anyway than staying in a hotel.
Right. Right. Or even single-family homes. And you get a whole home. I think it's a great way to go. It's an awesome way to offset mortgage or costs and so forth.
I think it's a great way to go for the consumer. I'm not sure if it's a great way to go for that person that owns that home and then has to clean it and go through all that after one use.
Well, it depends.
There's that cost involved.
Yeah, there is that cost involved. So it's not, you know, something that it takes work, whether it be through a management company or self-managed.
Like Dallas has called in before, and he was saying the advantages of having a larger home that's a short-term rental is that there's more money involved.
Right.
You're not going, you know, the cost offset, obviously, the cost of renting out or the income that's coming in from renting it out. So
it always comes down to making an educated purchase in whatever facet that may be. Uh-huh. So that's why you rely on experienced agents like the Lewis team and Chad Hansen and Mojave Mortgage.
That makes
Love
sense.
That guy.
All right, another. Man, that show went fast. Must have been a good one. I missed it.
I know, right?
Right.
It's over already.
Another real estate power hour.
Boom, boom.
Nice. Boom, boom. Right. That was kind of recoil on that one.
That was a right. Double boom.
Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Julie Lewis, the non-smoking part of the Lewis team.
Woo-hoo!
And that's by the lake. I don't think Bobby smokes, though.
No.
No.
No, he does not.
Doesn't look like a smoker.
No.
Well, congratulations on that and good luck.
Thank
and
you.
If you need more tips, I'll give them to you.
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Betcha. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'll have a final shot. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. A little final shot. Tomorrow, we'll have District 2 Supervisor Hilde Angus in the studio. She's running for State Senate Legislative District 30. That's Sonny Borelli's seat. He's termed out, so Hildy's running for that particular seat. On Friday, it's Go Lake Havasu. Already got the confirmation on that. And we've got Kathy DeClark coming in from Faith and Grace, Inc. And we'll have Luana Gillette calling in towards the end of the hour, and Luana's going to promote one of the London Bridge Republican Women events that's coming up this Saturday, open to the public, $5 per person at the door. Republican candidates will be speaking, and you're going to want to go to the London Bridge Resort King Arthur Room, and they'll have hors d'oeuvres that will be served, a cash bar, and to register or email, call Luana Gillette, 928-727-0895. All right, let's go out with some Pat Travers. Boom, boom, out go the lights. Classic hit from Pat Travers Band. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.